Spiritual Cornerstones of the Church, Elder John Longdon, John Longdon, Conference Report, October 1955, pages 31-32. Joseph Smith was and is a prophet of the living God. We have heard witness from this pulpit today that a prophet should be called to lead, guide, and direct Latter-day Israel. I believe that Joseph Smith was a great spiritual leader. I believe that he is the greatest spiritual leader since the advent of Jesus Christ in mortality. I believe there are four great events, spiritual events, if you please, that may form the cornerstones of this great church. First, the vision to the boy, Joseph, who humbly desired to know truth and secluded himself in the woods to pray. 4 weeks ago it was my privilege to stand in the hallowed place, and with bowed head and gratitude in my heart for the witness that has come to me that he is in very deed a prophet. I visualized in my mind's eye what the experience must have been as he was visited there by God, the Father of our spirits, and Jesus Christ, his divine literal Son. This was in answer to his humble plea and prayer after reading the first chapter of James, and the fifth verse, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." But there was a provision, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed." As we have heard testimony born today, he sealed his testimony with his life's blood, that he had seen God the Father and Jesus Christ, the Son. I believe in that vision. I believe the second great event is the coming forth of the Book of Mormon. It was not written by Joseph Smith but translated by him under the inspiration of our Heavenly Father. It was my privilege a few months ago to visit a stake in Idaho. I listened to a young man, a convert to the church, bear witness and testimony in the morning session, and I shall ever be grateful for his testimony. During the war he was assigned in a naval unit to Logan, Utah, at the Utah State Agricultural College. He attended one or two of our meetings, and then he was sent for further training to San Diego. He became acquainted with one of our chaplains, Elder John Bowd. John Bowd presented him with the Book of Mormon. The young man, after completing his service for Uncle Sam, returned to his home in the East, attending again Columbia University, so he might finish his studies and graduate. He had a Jewish professor in one of his classes. He presented the Book of Mormon to this professor one day. He fingered through it for a few moments. Then he made the statement that either Joseph Smith was a genius or he was inspired. The young man said, "Take it and read it, and when you have finished with it, bring it back." After several weeks he did that, and he said to the young man, "Joseph Smith was inspired." The young man further investigated truth as each soul has a right to investigate truth, "And I testify by the power of the Holy Ghost you shall know truth, if you have that desire." And so he embraced this great gospel because he had that witness. I believe the third great spiritual event was the organization of the Church of Jesus Christ, with apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists and so forth, and you have my witness and testimony this afternoon that these men in the First Presidency, the Council of the Twelve Apostles, and the Patriarch to the Church, are in very deed prophets of the living God, representing him and bearing special witness of his divinity to the world today. Then I believe, finally, the fourth cornerstone or spiritual event was the embodiment of the truths contained in the message which Joseph Smith gave to the world, completely revolutionizing, if you please, the spiritual things, something that was definitely contrary to the doctrines of men which had been taught up to that period. And in that gospel we have a form or a pattern for living, for the gospel of Jesus Christ teaches me how to live, not how to die, but to enjoy a life here in this mortal life, with all its problems, with all its trials, with all its troubles. I am grateful that I can have echo in my heart and in my mind the words of Jesus, "Come unto me, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Brothers and sisters, may we be further resolved today, as we leave this glorious conference, more to spiritualize our lives upon the great truths which are presented for our study, contained in the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. I bear you my testimony that God lives, that Jesus is his divine Son, our elder brother, that he is the Savior of the world, that Joseph Smith was and is a prophet of God, and that those who have succeeded him in that position in this church have been men of God, even prophets, down to President David O. McKay today. May God bless us that that testimony may abide within our hearts, that we will be equipped to meet the various trials and problems which may confront us. I humbly pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our divine Savior, Amen.